Unit 4. Social Issues. Reading 2.
The Glass Ceiling. Many professional women fear that they can never rise to the top. Even though they work hard, they feel that they are not treated fairly. We call this the glass ceiling. It is glass because women are told they are equal to men, but there is an invisible barrier holding them back. The barrier is often hard to identify because it originates in attitudes. Some people think that men treat women differently because they think women are different from men. These gender stereotypes are a major cause for the glass ceiling. One stereotype about women is that they will not show the same commitment to their jobs, and they will not work as many hours as men. However, according to a 2007 survey, 55% of women aspire to senior positions in the companies where they work. The survey found that women are more likely to make personal sacrifices to achieve this dream. Over 35% of women, compared to 22% of men, have to put personal goals on hold in order to obtain their current career success. Also, a survey in 2006 showed that women in top-level positions worked just as many hours as men did. This shows that the stereotype is not true. Another stereotype says that women are more nurturing than men. This means they are less aggressive. Some managers think aggressive behavior is a positive trait for employees, which helps them to be competitive. They want their employees to be competitive, so they think women do not have the best personality for such work. But a workplace study has shown that 33% of men and only 18% of women think a nurturing attitude is good in the office. This means the stereotype is backward. If attitudes are responsible for the glass ceiling, maybe information like this can help to erase those stereotypes. Although it is difficult to see the causes of the glass ceiling, some of its results can now be seen easily. Since 1986, when the Wall Street Journal first reported on the problem, organizations have published statistics related to the issue. One typical statistic is a comparison of men's and women's pay. Salaries for professional women in America are lower than men's salaries. The gap is closing, but very slowly. In 1970, women made 41% less money than men. In 2006, women still made less money, but only 21% less. Women are also making progress in getting higher-level jobs. In 1995, women held only 8% of all corporate officer positions in American companies. By 2005, the number was 16%, so the number had doubled in 10 years. Although some progress has been made, many workplaces still do not treat women fairly. If professional women knock on the glass ceiling hard enough and long enough, it will certainly shatter.